This episode of Walsh Wednesday is brought to you by NHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, Juniors 2, the Kyle Robinson Memorial Foundation, the Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Dayrock, and Walsh Valuation.
Let's stay curious, keep an open mind, and as always, I'm glad we get to spend some time. Welcome to Walsh Wednesday.
I've said enough. We need a new superhero, and that's his logo.
I give up.
Great. I give up.
This moment right now, that's going in the beginning of this for editing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it should.
It's going to be the opening sequence. Bad? I give up.
I know.
I give up. You can tell me that's bad. It's not bad.
You can. There's enough you can imagine out of that.
People draw this all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you can exactly tell what that's supposed to be, too.
I mean, you don't know. It could just be the astrological sign for a Gemini.
Is that what that one is?
That's close enough.
Or is it Cancer?
Whether it's Cancer or not, it's Cancer.
No, I think it is Cancer. That's why I think it is.
Hey there, and welcome back to Walsh Whiteboards, our trivia game show that we do here on Walsh Wednesday. And can you believe it? Back-to-back Walsh Whiteboard episodes? Well, we didn't have anything else lined up, so we had to come up with something. So, with us, we have the return of our editor and producer, Dan, over here.
You're going to get really sick and tired of me soon.
And we have the return of somebody else who's helped out with a lot of filming and streaming and a lot of other things. You've seen him on Walsh Whiteboards. You've seen him on Walsh Wednesday. He is the PPSHL champion when it comes from the Hudson Valley Reapers. With us, we have in all of his swag and glory, Trevor. Trevor, how are you?
I'm all right. That was a huge intro.
Yeah.
He got editor and producer, and I got
He got a bigger one last week.
I was captivated by like the what'd you say, swag?
Swag. Because I got all my
championship merch on.
Yeah. Exactly. Even I got this. I said to Joey right afterwards, like, I will pay hundreds of dollars to get one of the hats.
So you got the right hat, because there's two different hats. There's the ones with the blue rims, which is the ones we bought right after we won.
Yeah.
So those are like the ones straight out of the box.
Yep.
And then when we had our championship like parade thing, they had other hats with what? Cream rim, so that there's this color rims. So it still looks really good. But
I'm
it's
sure
just
it looks good.
It's just the little difference between of like the people who like did stuff for us and like played have the blue rims, and people who are like fans and something to do with that stuff.
We
have to somehow use your film. I don't know what's going. I don't know what Joey's doing or you're doing.
Going to come out at some point
because he filmed all the behind the scenes stuff. Mm. And I'd love to see, like...
I showed you.
I know you showed
me
a lot of stuff.
So, yeah, it's just a matter of getting it out.
It's crazy.
So,
we got to get it out.
No, it's like, hopefully, probably...
Hype
like
up the next season. Hype up the next season is going to be sick.
Absolutely. So, we got a fun game today. So, we decided this on the fly. So, originally, it was going to be like an Anything Goes episode where all the categories, there's no specific theme. The first several episodes, there was always a theme to all the categories. Not really. Again, I do trivia over at Juniors 2 over there in Poughkeepsie. So, I was like, you know, let me just take some questions from previous events that went over well. So that's fun. The added twist that we're doing, thank you, Trevor.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor.
Is that we're going to have a bonus question at the end of each round where they have to guess what the theme of the round is. Do you want to know what the categories are ahead of time, or
what do we have to go through the entire category and then we have to guess the category at the end?
That would have been fun. Oh shoot, why did I think of that? That would have been fun. That will be the bonus question.
I can do my bonus round?
Yeah.
I do a bonus round thing.
Bonus round.
Have you watched the episodes where I've been in?
Yeah.
I did the bonus round.
I didn't have it for last episode because we had so much already. That is cool. That's going to be fun. All right. We're going to do that.
Okay.
We're going to do that. I like it.
I'm going to be looking for context clues in every question you ask.
Yeah, I know.
I like this.
I'm going to forget about it. And he's going to ask the question. I'm like, oh, God. What were the last two questions?
That'll be fun. We'll see how that all goes. We'll give an extra 2 points if they can guess it right, because we did that with the other bonus questions from previous episodes as well. So that's how we're going to make that work. Not just that, we got the Walsh Wheel. That was also Trevor's idea in the first episode. So
I do a lot around here.
Yeah. Trevor needs to get on payroll eventually.
Let me know
we'll have to do that. Yeah, we'll get that going.
Let me know when you get enough budget. I'll be ready.
Barely paying him.
I know.
Love you.
I'll take a
meal. Stick around, please. So, of course, we are playing for a $20 gift certificate to Juniors 2. Again, Juniors 2 off in Poughkeepsie, right off Route 44. Go there for wings, good meal, and, of course, trivia every Thursday night. I have trivia right after this. So here we go. So as we'll get into all this with the wheel, per tradition, I will give each of them spins to start off, see if they will get a block, see if they will get a free pass, see if they will get any points. Who knows? Trevor, since you are brand new, but the last time... Not brand new. You were the Dan's been here the last couple times. This is your first time back in a while.
Okay, so I get to.
You get to spin first,
kind sir.
Absolutely. And if you land on a steal,
it's crazy.
I know, brand new.
Original.
You're right. It's true. He is original when it comes to Walsh Whiteboard, and he was on the first in the new iteration of Walsh Wednesday.
Yeah.
So you are the OG. Yeah. All right, give it a spin.
He's giving you about as many accolades as he has trophies in the corner over there.
What color is that?
I don't know. We land over here. Steal 2 points. But since there are no points to steal, you're just going to get 2 points.
I don't make him into minus two.
Nope.
That's unfortunate.
I'm not that rude.
Not for me.
I'm not that rude. All right, Dan. Give it a spin.
All right. The wheel didn't like me last time, so wheel, please be nice to me this time.
Let's see.
If it's yellow again,
where
I swear.
Where are we landing? It is yellow.
It's continuing. It's continuing.
NA.
Nothing. So Trevor goes into this first category with 2 points.
I really don't like the color yellow.
Is it funny that I also have all of the answers highlighted in yellow?
I mean, you're not making me feel better.
Let's get into this.
It's making me feel great.
All right. First 5 questions. And at the very end, they're going to have to guess what the theme of the category is. That'll be interesting. So here we go. Question number one. This clothing line was founded in May 6, 1919, under the original name Knickerbocker Knitting Mills in Rochester, New York. Is it A, Tommy Hilfiger, B, Polo Ralph Lauren, or C, Champion? All right. Do we have answers, guys?
Yeah.
I have an answer.
Yeah.
Show off your boards.
If it's right, I don't know.
Dan saying right. Ralph Lauren. Trevor saying Ralph Lauren or Ralph Lauren or whatever the hell it is. Both are incorrect.
Damn it. It was Tommy Hilfiger, wasn't it?
No, it is Champion.
Wow. I never would have gotten that. I literally, you said Champion. I was like, no, that sounds new.
No, Champion's been around. Dang. That was 1919. Tommy Hilfiger was Elmira, New York. Polo Ralph Lauren, I don't know if that was... I know they have a headquarters in New York. I don't know if it was actually made in New York, though.
I felt good about A or B, so the fact that I was wrong on both makes me feel a little bit better.
Same. There you go. I don't know if it makes me feel better, but it definitely...
All right, question number two.
Makes me think I'm going to be wrong on all the rest of these.
We'll see.
That's the first question.
Question number two. With their global headquarters in New York City, this yogurt company has deep roots in upstate New York, where they opened their first yogurt plant in 2005 in South Edmiston. Is it Yoplait, B, Chobani, or C, Dannon?
I don't miss my days of packing yogurt on a shelf in a supermarket.
That's true.
Really,
you worked
really
in the dairy
don't.
Section.
Oh. Yeah, I don't miss it.
Do you think your experience in the dairy section has helped you with this question?
I mean, probably not. All I know is I don't miss the smell of yogurt either. God, I hate yogurt so much.
So the people at home can see it.
All right. With the new camera, Trevor, it's much higher quality. They can see a lot of things.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all unfortunate.
Right. Here we go. Question number two. Reveal your answers.
Saying Chobani.
I put A because I thought it was B. So I went against my gut.
Well, it's a shame that you did because Dan got the point. Chobani.
It's all right. I'm still up by one.
You are.
I'm going to win by the wheel.
Yeah, that's
going to win. The wheel's going to win.
That's actually a very strong possibility with how I've been spinning lately.
We shall
I'm going to be spinning constantly.
No, he's going to be giving up points just to spin. It's like, give me that wheel.
I'm going to have 0 points or I'm going to have all the points.
Trevor is a gambling addict when it comes to this wheel.
Just this wheel. Not anything else.
Fortunately, nothing else.
Just the wheel.
Question number three. Headquartered in Armonk, New York, this tech giant company has been synonymous with technological innovation since the 19th century. Is it A, Microsoft, B, IBM, or C, Alphabet, the parent company of Google? Show off your answers.
Going with B again.
I put IBM.
I like how you did that, Trevor. That's very good. Show it off. There you go. Both of them are correct. That is IBM. With how big of a presence.
You only hear about that everywhere here.
Exactly. I figured that would probably be an easy one. But
I like that
you
one.
Never know. You never know. Yeah. You're up to three.
Yeah, thanks for the mulligan on that one.
I got you.
Confidence booster.
Question number four. This famous dairy product originated in Chester, New York in 1872 when dairy farmer William Lawrence added extra cream to a traditional French Neuchâtel recipe. Was it A, Philadelphia cream cheese, B, Land O'Lakes salted butter, or C, Nestle all-purpose creamer?
If this works like school, I'm not going B again because I feel less confident with the number of same answers
I put in a row. But Philadelphia! Oh, I did have multiple Bs, didn't I? Didn't even realize that.
He doesn't. Yeah, you don't look at where you put the answer.
No, I really don't.
I don't. I wouldn't either. Because then, if you don't think about it, it's the most fairest possible.
Yeah, I don't think about it at all.
If it's A, I swear.
Show off your answers, guys.
I'm putting B.
He's saying B. Dan's saying A. You're swearing to God, my friend, because it's Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yes, oh, let's go. God, that's crazy. Why do we have a
So the reason why they called it Philadelphia cream cheese was as a marketing ploy, because back in the 19th century, Philadelphia was especially known for their high-quality dairy products. So they just called it Philadelphia cream cheese to show that it's of high quality.
You're so mad right now.
I'm so confused. Why would... That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm at, you're from, I'd be like living in Rochester and be like, yeah, New York City steaks.
I wouldn't be surprised. Like, hey, that's crazy. I remember when I was flying around all over the place. I was in Chicago, I was in California, and how often I kept seeing New York cheesecake everywhere I went.
True.
It was ridiculous.
Is that just a style of cheesecake, or is that just like, what are they saying?
I think it's
because Philadelphia is literally their company. Like, you're naming your company Philadelphia cream cheese, and you're not from Philly.
Yeah,
is insane.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like, the marketing ploys that they do.
That's insane.
Question number five. This nautical theme record company was founded in New York City in 1947. Today, the music label is a major global powerhouse and is headquartered at 1633 Broadway in New York. Is it A, Dead Ocean Records, B, Anchor Records, or C, Atlantic Records? All actual record companies.
I only know one of the three, so.
Yeah. Okay. Show it off then. Let's see.
I pick C.
Same.
That is correct. Atlantic Records.
Sweet.
Both are tied at four.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll see where this goes. It is time for the bonus question.
Bonus round.
What's the category?
What's
the category? Bonus round.
There it is. It was a little delayed. Don't worry. I'm going to put in the animation too. So yeah, what do you guys think was the category? Be as specific as you can with it. And if you get it right, you'll get 2 points. You're writing a lot there, Trevor. What are you doing?
What do you mean?
It's like, are you good?
I'm good. I know it.
Okay.
I should know it.
My handwriting already sucks, so writing with marker doesn't help me at all.
I have to write with marker all the time. That's my job.
I'm sure.
My job is writing with marker. All coaching is just literally showing it on a board. Yeah. My sleeves are ridiculous. They're just all covered in marker. I need like one of these. I don't have one.
You need to get an eraser.
I do.
There's like one of those like Mr. Clean pen things on
your
pocket.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, the other day I was wearing short sleeves in my jacket and I don't like wiping it on my jacket. So I'm like pulling my shirt up from like underneath my jacket to wipe my board off. I'm like, thank God none of the kids are looking right now. They're all doing their stations. But like,
that's funny.
My older kids are looking at me like, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh my God. All right, guys. Let's see. Trevor, show off first.
New York businesses or companies that started in New York.
All right, that's fair. Both both are essentially the same thing.
Yeah,
that's the same.
It's just saying it this different way. I would take. Yeah,
I'll go with it.
Okay.
And Dan, show off your board.
I said the same thing. Like things that started or began in New York State.
Okay, they're both in the same same idea. Are they correct on the category? What did I write down on the Google sheet?
All right.
I said.
Does it have to be word for word?
No, it doesn't have to be word for word.
I was going
to
say, that'd be crazy.
No, it would be. Made in New York. So both of them get the points.
Sweet.
Still tied at six now. But we came to the end of the category.
Here we go.
Wheel time. Dan, because you hate the wheel so much, you go first.
You get one free spin, right?
One free spin, and then you get to deduct points for more spins.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to be as gentle as I can with this wheel. Maybe it'll like me then.
Wheel go.
That didn't sound like it liked me.
No, you got a free pass.
All right.
Ooh, lucky.
Thank you, buddy.
Very good. See? Okay, the wheel was on your side. All right, give it a spin, Trev.
I mean, it sounded like I broke it, but
I know. There was something sounded weird with that. Let's see. I think that's orange.
Steal two points.
Oh, let me keep this out, actually.
Six.
So, no, you're at eight, and he's at four.
I see how it is, Trevor.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me them points. The wheel gods did it.
Yeah.
Don't blame me. I've been a good boy to the wheel gods, apparently.
So Trevor is currently up 8-4. Is anybody going to subtract points for more spins?
Not right now, no.
Okay. Maybe not. You're in a good lead, Trevor.
I'll do one.
All right. So Trevor's going down to seven.
Yeah.
Give it a spin.
Wheel gods.
That's sounding weird.
That looks yellow.
NA. So you're down to seven.
Damn. All right. We'll stay. Is there a lose 2 points on there still?
No, not a lose, just a steal. Just to steal 2 points.
I lose 2 points.
I know. Everybody's been saying that. All right, here we go. So Trevor has 7 points. Dan has 4 points. However, Dan did get the most questions right last round, technically. So we'll see how this goes.
As I said, wheel gods.
Wheel gods.
Wheel slap Sally boys.
Yep. Let's see. Also, just so you know at home, Dan is 1-for-2 in his record here at Walsh Whiteboards. Trevor is 0-for-2. Is Trevor going to get the win here, or is he going to, or Dan going to get his next one? But another thing, this is not a jinx. We are adding lore to Walsh Whiteboards. We realized that everybody who sits in this seat wins. Harrison did it twice. Then Dan did it in that seat. Then Antonio did it in that seat. So who knows? Maybe the seat is lucky.
Could be.
It might be. We'll see. Walsh Whiteboard lore. We'll see what happens. All right. Second category. Again, I'm not going to say what it is. You guys are going to have to guess what it is at the end for an extra 2 points. Question number one. What classic vegetable does Popeye the Sailor Man eat to get a sudden burst of super strength? Is it A, spinach, B, beets, or C, broccoli? You guys were both very quick on that one.
Yeah, I didn't even.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, reveal the boards.
Spinach.
Yeah. Spinach is correct.
Definitely.
Now, if I missed that one, I'd probably just walk out.
That'd have been tough.
Yeah.
There'd be no recovery.
Like, you should have put something ridiculous at the end, like mojitos.
Mojitos are not even a vegetable.
Yeah, well.
That would have been ridiculous.
That would have been ridiculous.
All right, question number two. Which animal-themed cartoon superhero always sings the heroic line, "Here I come to save the day"? Is that A, Underdog, B, Darkwing Duck, or C, Mighty Mouse?
Darkwing Duck, underrated.
Underrated.
I remember
for sure.
Watching that a lot as a kid.
Okay, I'm gonna go with my gut this time.
You're gonna go with your gut this time.
Yep.
Okay.
I went against it last time.
Let's see what your gut says, guys. Show off your answers.
A,
Underdog.
Both are saying Underdog. Underdog is incorrect.
It's Mighty Mouse.
Is it really?
It is Mighty Mouse. Question number three. What is the name of the futuristic dog who lives with the Jetson family? Is it A, Rosie, B, Astro, or C, Orbity? Reveal your boards.
Astro. That's Astro.
Astro is correct.
Astro.
You guys big Jetson fans back in the day? Watching on Boomerang?
I did watch Boomerang. Yeah. I did watch a good amount of Boomerang.
I mean, it was always the Jetsons and the Flintstones back to back, like Boomerang, Cartoon Network.
Yep.
A lot of Hanna-Barbera. Yeah.
Speaking of Hanna-Barbera,
of course
question number four. Running from 1994 to 2008, this retro Hanna-Barbera cartoon sci-fi hero hosted an absurdist low-budget talk show interviewing real-life celebrity guests via satellite monitor. Was it A, Dino-Mutt, B, Blue Falcon, or C, Space Ghost?
I remember this.
You watched this one?
Just because I feel like Dino Mutt would be an actual show. There's no way it's Blue Falcon in my head. So I'm going to C.
All right. So Trevor's going with
you
C.
Had a guess. Yep.
Oh, and Dan is also going with that. And Dan felt confident with it.
Right.
He was correct.
That means
it is Space Ghost.
Yeah.
Dino Mutt sounds like a cartoon. Blue Falcon sounds like a Power Ranger.
I remember seeing
It was
Space
Blue Falcon
Ghost.
And Dino Mutt. That was the show. That was their show. Back in the original Hanna-Barbera, and Space Ghost had his own show, and then for whatever reason, Adult Swim Adult Swim made Space Ghost a talk show.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was one of the weirdest things.
Yeah. It was an absurd show. It was like one of those things, is like, am I hallucinating this kind of show?
Yeah.
But it was great. So Trevor's at 10 points. Dan is at 7.
We still have
such a good show. This is question number 5, the last one in this category. According to urban legend, which cartoon character was supposedly restricted or banned in parts of Finland because he didn't wear pants? Was it A, Donald Duck, B, Winnie the Pooh, or C, Yogi Bear?
They do all not wear pants. I like that. You thought about that.
I did.
I felt like I've seen that before.
All right, show off your boards.
I got a duck.
I said
he's got a duck.
I said Winnie the Pooh.
He's saying Winnie the Pooh. Trevor got it this time.
I felt like I've seen
that. It was Donald Duck.
I feel like I've seen that.
It is an urban legend. They say that it never actually happened, but there's also enough said that there might have been some towns, villages, cities that, I don't know. It's very disputed. Either way, that is a famous Disney legend out there. So
I have heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was Winnie the Pooh because it's like, oh, Winnie the Pooh wears a shirt. Like the other two don't really wear clothes. So I was like, that would imply that because one is wearing one article of clothing.
Donald has a very short shirt.
Isn't it?
Sometimes he just has a collar. Sometimes he has a shirt.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Yeah, I was going to say something. You're right. Right. A shirt and stuff.
Yep. And then Yogi Bear, he's just got the hat and tie.
Yeah.
That guy's got nothing. He's bare.
Hey, boo-boo.
He's bare naked.
He's bare. But I'm cheap. All right, guys, that brings us to the end of this round. It is time for you to guess what the category is for an extra 2 points.
Bonus round.
The more specific you are, probably the better answer you will get.
The more I write, the better.
Not necessarily the more you write, but just be specific in your description. All right. I see a lot being written. It needs to be just one thing.
It is one answer. It is
we can't
one
do like
one, answer. I just have one or the other. It has examples on there.
Okay.
I have examples.
Dan, let's reveal your board first.
All right. So I figured it was like cartoon theme sounded like too broad, but it's like definitely older cartoons. But we mentioned a lot of Hanna-Barbera stuff. So I got like old cartoons.
You're going to have to pick one or the other.
Oh, shit.
The one's too broad, but because there were so many Hanna-Barbera related questions or characters, I think I'm going to go with the Hanna-Barbera.
You're going to go with the Hanna-Barbera.
The fact he asked you is a good point. You should go with Hanna-Barbera.
You're going to go with Hanna-Barbera.
I feel good about that, yes.
You're going to go with Hanna-Barbera. Trevor, what do you have?
I have old cartoons.
show off so everybody can see.
I will. We got old cartoons, and then I put like E.T. like Boomerang / anything like that.
Example.
Examples. Like older shows.
Older shows. So he's going with the more general, with old cartoons, and you're going with Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah.
With that being said, what did I write down?
What did you write? If he wrote Hanna-Barbera, I'm screwed.
Classic cartoons. That goes to Trevor.
All right.
You should have went with the old cartoons, my friend.
Oh, well.
Because, yes, there were Hanna-Barbera stuff. There is Astro and Space Ghost. But remember, I don't even – was Popeye WB? That I'm not sure.
No
Mighty Mouse, I can't remember. Mighty and Donald
Mouse?
Duck was Donald Duck, of course, Disney.
Yeah, Mighty. Oh yeah, Disney.
Yep.
Forgot about the duck.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
I forgot about the duck question.
All good.
That being said, we're at the end of the round.
It's
time for the wheel.
That's what I got. 13.
So Trevor is at 13. Dan is at 7. Dan, you may spin first.
All right, let's try this out again.
Ho! What do you get? Is that orange?
I think that's orange. He got a steal 2 points.
Yeah.
You needed that.
That's huge.
That is huge. Right. We'll see what happens now with Trevor, though.
All right, let's steal
it
2 points.
It is currently, also for the editing, it is currently Dan 9, Trevor 11, in case I screw that up somewhere along the line. There we go.
Yeah. And then he'll put the real one up there.
Come on,
I did that once to Trevor, unfortunately. It wasn't a game changer, but gain 2 points.
Oh, back to 13.
Back to 13, but it doesn't take away Dan's points.
I'm fine with that.
Who said I was done spinning?
I know. That being said, I know. I shouldn't have put it away. Is anybody going to subtract points
for
more spins?
How many does he have? How many does he have?
He has 9 points.
I have 13.
And you have 13.
I'm going to sit around. I'm good.
You're going to sit?
I'm going to sit around.
Wow. Uncharacteristic of Trevor, but we like it. Dan, are you going to spin?
If I was a little closer, maybe, but I've still got some ground to make up, and I don't want to lose points. So
Remember, we still have 2 more categories and then the final wager. So
I'll wait it out a little bit.
Okay.
The wheel gods needed a little break.
So that being said, Trevor is at 13. Dan is at 9. Not a bad showing so far. Very, very good.
Definitely worse.
And pause. We're going to take a quick break from our interviews to hear from our sponsors.
Mental Health America of Dutchess County and Reviver Entertainment Group present The Sound of Nashville in the Hudson Valley's Queen City. Featuring headliner, Grand Ole Opry member, and CMT Award nominee, Craig Morgan. With supporting acts, 2-time Grammy nominee, Maggie Rose. Finalist of Season 19 of The Voice and Hudson Valley native, Ian Flanagan. Viral sensation, Jake Banfield, and special guest, Broadway to country star, Brooke Morabra. The Sound of Nashville, one night only. Tuesday, October 6th at the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie, New York. Visit bardavon.org for ticket information.
For 60 years, we here at Foam and Wash Car Wash pride ourselves on giving back to the community because we're your neighbors. It's our community too. In celebration of Foam and Wash's 60th anniversary, we want to say thank you. By visiting the link on screen and in the description, you'll receive one free hot wax and shine car wash. No hassles, no gimmicks, just a token of our appreciation. Foam and Wash Car Wash, home of the unlimited wash membership. Thank you for being part of Foam and Wash Car Wash's story for the last 60 years.
This episode is also sponsored by Juniors 2. Come on out to Juniors 2 in Poughkeepsie, New York for Thursday Night Trivia, hosted by CMJW Entertainment. Play as a team as you work your way through four rounds of trivia categories in order to win gift certificates and other prizes. Juniors 2 Trivia Nights, every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. at 1126 Dutchess Turnpike, Poughkeepsie.
Thanks for listening, guys. It's time to get back to the show. And play.
So that being said, Trevor is at 13, Dan is at 9. Not a bad showing so far. Question number one of the third category. This is practically a meme in and of itself. What is known as the powerhouse of the cell? Is it A, nucleus, B, proton, or C, mitochondria?
This was just a meme by now.
Exactly. Hence why I threw it in. Show off your boards. Yeah. Mitochondria is correct.
You didn't want to spell that one?
I purposely didn't because I don't know if I remember.
That's fair. Question number two. What is the only metal on the periodic table that is liquid at room temperature? Is it A, mercury, C, cobalt, or... A, mercury, B, cobalt, or C, lead? Oh, geez. It's not even that long of a day.
It's not even started for you. You still got another trivia.
I still got trivia later. Dan and I have been going. We had a presentation this morning.
We've been up early.
That's all tough. Right. Show off your boards. He says mercury. He says mercury. They are both correct.
What am I at? 16? 15?
You are at 15. Dan is at 11. Question number three in this category. What is the largest organ, a part of the human body? Is it A, the intestines? B, the skin, or C, the liver? Reveal your boards.
Skin.
I couldn't trick you guys. You are correct. It is skin.
I was writing that before you even finished the question.
So when it comes to the organs, the intestines are the longest organ. The liver is the largest internal organ. And then the skin is the largest throughout the whole body. So I couldn't trick you guys. Question number four. Which element is considered the building block of life? Is it A, oxygen, B, carbon, C, nitrogen, or D, hydrogen?
You added a D.
I added a D.
Dang. What are you laughing at? Go on. Explain why you're laughing. What are you laughing at? I'd love to know. Can I get on that joke?
Dick joke. You knew it.
They're all important elements.
They're so very important.
They are the building block to life. They are the four key elements that make up all our existence. So
I think I'm ready.
All right, show off the boards.
One, I mean, I put carbon.
Yeah, I did the same.
Carbon. Carbon is correct.
There we go.
Nice.
You remember in our last episode how we were describing Dragon Ball on top and then the big three below?
Yes.
Carbon is Dragon Ball and the others are the big three.
Fair.
That's the best analogy I can give it, actually.
Well, you're welcome for using my analogy from last time.
There you go. So that worked out well. Question number five, and the last one in this category. What is considered the fourth state of matter after solid, liquid, and gas? Is it A, fire, B, plasma, or C, dark matter?
Whoa. Fire, plasma, or dark matter? There's three states.
So the three main states of matter are solid, liquid, and gas. What is considered the fourth after those three?
Interesting.
The way you read off the choices, I don't know why, but in my head, I was like, sugar, spice, everything nice.
These are the ingredients in order to create the perfect
Powerpuff guys.
Yep.
We're going to guess this one.
Here we go. Reveal your boards.
Saying B, plasma.
He's saying dark matter. He's saying plasma. The answer is plasma.
Nice. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Learned something new today.
There you go. So that brings us to the end of the category. It is time for their... bonus question.
Bonus round.
Bonus round.
I love it.
Less energy. I got the last one wrong.
Yeah, it's okay.
We've just got to record that into like one soundbite.
Oh, no,
and just
he has it.
He has it.
I did it the first time.
And then I did it
the next time every time.
And it's the perfect energy. I got all the sounds with it. You'll see it. So for the bonus question, what do you guys think is the category? I don't know how specific you necessarily want to be.
Kind of want to be a little vague.
Kind of, but there is a sense of specificity to it. I don't know how I want to say this, but think of a specific era in education?
See, it's a little odd because I feel like some of these questions are like towards the back end of one block of education and like the beginning of another.
That's fair.
Well, the beginning ones were all one thing. I was like, I know what this is. And then he threw the last one.
Yeah.
I was like,
all right. Trevor, let's have you go first.
I got biology, which I put like anatomy because it was a lot of like biology, body questions. Anatomy.
Sounds good.
But then you put a plasma question on there. So I was like, I don't know.
But you're still going with biology then just to prove that's what you actually put.
Maybe there I should put it on both sides. I could write on both sides. Something.
Dan, what do you think it is?
See, I went with something a little more broad on like the last time.
The last time, yep.
So I said like middle school science because like in my mind, like this wouldn't necessarily be what I'd expect like maybe fifth or sixth grade. No, but if you told me like an eighth grader gets these questions,
I would have put it in perspective of like what grade.
Yeah. Mm. That's why I was saying like, you know, back end of one era, beginning of another. Because I can picture like, because being in Cornwall, we were in middle school through 8th grade, and then it was 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th in high school. So, like, I could see this 8th, 9th grade material.
Okay. I like your way of thinking.
Is it right?
Let's see if his way of thinking was right after last time. What did I write down on the Google Drive? Middle school science.
Wow.
Word for word.
I did not mean to hit the mic, but that works.
Wow. That was great. That was impressive.
And that brings Dan up to 16 points while Trevor has 17.
Dang, comeback season, huh?
Comeback season, and it's wheel time.
Kim Kardashian style. Yeah. That's all I think of when I think of the word comeback is that
of Andy Dwyer.
It's Andy Dwyer and Chris Pratt.
It's like a good comeback story. Rocky. Kim Kardashian. Well, I don't know. I think she got a little comeback. Chris Pratt had some of the best improvisations.
Improv lines of all time.
I searched your stuff into...
I searched your...
into Bing symptoms into Google here, and it says you got network connectivity problems. It's so good.
It's so good.
I could have imagined like so many different things being said between the three of us. That's not one of them.
I was not expecting
that. I love that clip, though.
Oh, that's going to get clipped, and that's going to be so, so bad.
I'd be surprised if it made it.
Trevor, just for that, you spin first.
Okay.
That's all I think of.
You're very welcome. Let's see what we land on. You landed on a block.
You have been blocked.
So you can use this only in the next 5 questions. You can't use it for the final wager. Dan, give it a spin.
Alrighty then.
What I think... I'm not sure which one that landed on.
I can't tell from here.
I can't tell. You got a free pass.
All right, another
one.
So again, you do have 2, don't you? You can only use these passes, the block or the free pass, within these next 5 questions. They will be null and void by the time that we get to the final wager. So you guys have a 1-point differential. Trevor, you have 1 block. Dan, you have 2 free passes. What are you going to do? Is anybody going to subtract points for more spins?
I'm sitting pretty. I feel good right now.
You have a 1-point lead and a block.
I know.
Is it worth to give up that 1 point?
Maybe.
Are you going to do it?
I mean, it didn't work for me the last 2 games, so I'll stick to. Is this the last time we're going to spin the wheel?
You spin the wheel only to get more points next time.
Okay.
That's it. You can either steal or gain points when we do the next one.
All right.
All right.
I got a plan.
That being said, Trevor is sticking with 17 points. Dan has 16 points. It is a 1-point game going into this final category. Let's see how we do. Number 1. Opened in the 1910s, this is the oldest existing professional ballpark in the U.S. Is it A, Wrigley Field in Chicago, Illinois? B, Fenway Park in Boston, Massachusetts? Or C, Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama?
So you throwing in that last one.
I guess. I don't know.
Reveal your boards.
Saying Fenway.
He's saying Fenway.
But I did think it was.
And you're saying Fenway as well.
I thought it was Wrigley for some reason.
Fenway is incorrect.
It's C.
It is C. Rickwood Field in Birmingham, Alabama.
I've never forgotten that.
Opened in 1910, located in Birmingham, Alabama, it is the oldest existing professional ballpark in the U.S., originally built for the Birmingham Barons and heavily tied to Negro League history.
Dang.
That being said, Fenway is the oldest baseball stadium in the MLB.
Yeah.
And then Wrigley Field came 2 years after. So Rickwood was in 1910.
Wait, do they play at a Rickwood now or no?
It is still being used, but not for the MLB. Fenway Park in Boston, Massachusetts. That was 1912.
So your question. Okay. So you did professional team, not MLB.
Exactly. If I said MLB, it would have been Fenway. And then
That's where he got us.
And then Wrigley Field was 1914. So there we go. Yeah,
I knew Fenway was the oldest in MLB. As soon as you threw in Rick Wood, I was like, ooh, this is close. But I followed my gut. My gut was wrong this time.
Yeah, that was one of the questions that I figured that you guys would hate me for.
Yeah.
Is that the one you were sitting there and you're like, you're going to hate me for that one?
One of them.
One of them?
Yeah. Oh, there was multiple. We've already gone through
a couple.
Yeah. All right, question number two. The home of English football, this 90,000-seat arena is recognizable by its massive arch and hosts prestigious events like the FA Cup Final. Is it A, Old Trafford, B, Wembley Stadium, or C, Anfield?
I know nothing about soccer, so I'm going to use one of these.
Dan's using his free pass.
Ready? Can I block his free pass?
You actually can block his free pass.
Yeah, I'm going to block his free pass.
So
I should have asked that beforehand.
Yeah, but you got another free pass.
We did.
You can use it two for one.
You do have a free pass if you want to then circumvent this, and that way you still get the point.
Two beats one.
Because it all depends on the order of how they're played. Just like Antonio asked before, can one overtake the other? And I said, it depends how it's played. Are you going to play that free pass right now? Because right now, both of these are cashed in.
Look at that.
You know, the way he wrote that down, he seemed very confident in the way he wrote it down.
I am very confident in it.
So I think I'm going to play it today. I will use the other one.
He will use his second free pass. That brings Dan up to 17. Before Trevor reveals his answer, they are currently tied. Let us see what Trevor has. Will he keep his lead? Trevor.
I like English soccer, so FA Cup's always in the Wembley.
And that is true. It is in Wembley. Trevor gets the point.
Wembley. If you put the West Ham Stadium, you would have got me maybe a little more. Because that one's brand new, the Olympic Stadium.
Yep.
That one's apparently really nice.
The only reason I know Wembley is for AEW. Because I'll watch AEW with my brother.
Yeah.
And they've sold out Wembley before.
Yeah, they have.
Yeah.
All right. So that means all of the Flyers are out of play. Wow. That was an incredible question there. I'm glad that that worked out. We have three questions left, and it's all just going to be based on their knowledge at this point.
Oh, no.
Question number three. Known as the granddaddy of them all, this architectural and cultural U.S. football, American football now, landmark opened in 1922 and has also hosted FIFA World Cup finals and the Olympics. Is it A, Lambeau Field, B, the Rose Bowl, or C, Michigan Stadium? I can feel the tension between these two right now.
It's like, because I
feel... building up. This is probably the closest game we've had so far.
I feel good about my answer, but there's, like, all three of those stadiums are noteworthy for various reasons.
I know it's not one.
Okay.
I know it's not one for sure.
Okay.
You threw in Rose Bowl and that threw me.
All right. Reveal your answers.
I'm saying A, Lambeau.
That's the one I wasn't at all. Michigan.
And you're going with Michigan Stadium.
Michigan holds, like, 100 and...
It holds a lot of folks.
So many people.
Michigan Stadium, I will say, I believe from a previous trivia question that I did for juniors, I believe that is the largest capacity in the U.S.
U.S., yes.
I believe so.
Because isn't there one in, like, Saudi Arabia now that holds, like...
There's a number of places that holds more.
Yeah.
Brazil has crazy numbers, too. But for U.S., I believe Michigan Stadium is the largest capacity.
Yeah.
But is it the granddaddy of them all? The answer was Rose Bowl.
Wow. Okay.
Threw me.
The Rose Bowl.
See,
yep.
The Rose Bowl had the Olympics.
Is known as the granddaddy of them all, and it's also featured it's hosted the FIFA World Cup Finals and the Olympics.
You say Rose Bowl, and the first thing I think is, like, college football.
And the
Rose Bowl itself. But then, like, granddaddy of them all makes me think, like, professional levels. That's why I went to Lambeau. And Lambeau is so revered amongst NFL teams.
But I didn't think that was, like, granddaddy of them all in my head. You know what I mean?
Honestly,
like, if I'm thinking of, like, big stadiums in the NFL, I'm thinking of, like, now SoFi or, like, something like
that. Yeah, or, like, Dallas.
Dallas,
with, like,
yeah,
their
Jerry
new stadium.
World.
Yeah.
Like, those are nice.
I mean, you said granddaddy of them all. I thought we were getting a WrestleMania question.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting one. Question number four.
Let's see if I could have got that.
This is the largest NHL arena, seating 21,105 fans, renowned for an unmatched, loud, and historic atmosphere. Is it A, the Bell Center in Montreal, Canada, B, TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, or C, the United Center in Chicago, Illinois?
I should have
said
that.
You started writing very quickly.
I knew immediately. I knew it before. When you said largest stadium in the NHL, I knew immediately.
I was going to say, it's like, do the three that I say line up with what you were writing?
Yes.
I should have saved one of those free passes. I wasn't sure if you were going to include a hockey question, but I knew if you included a hockey one, I would be so screwed.
There's one that would have, if you put in, I would have been like, actually, I have no clue, because they're, like, new. If you did, like, big, like, I think Vegas.
Oh, the Vegas one? Yeah. It is big, but I don't think it's not.
I know it's not. But I know the Vegas one is, like.
Reveal your answers, guys.
This is a Hail Mary on my part.
La Centre Belle.
La Centre Belle is correct.
You got it.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, God.
That, I want to go there so bad, but it's...
You've never been, huh?
I have never been.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't it Canadians have the most Stanley Cups, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I can see it.
That was my very little hockey knowledge. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go with this and just hope it's because of this team.
I don't blame
them. No, they have them.
Well, it's a good thing that I put down the locations of all these places,
too. Yeah, they pack that place. That place is crazy.
If I didn't include the locations of all of these, would that have screwed you?
Probably.
I probably know almost every NHL stadium.
Do you?
Pretty close, maybe, I think.
Well, let's see if you know this rink. Question number five.
It's going to be like a Mighty Ducks question.
The Herb Brooks Arena in Lake Placid, New York is now named after the coach of the famous Miracle on Ice. What was the arena originally called? Was it A, the Olympic Center Ice Rink, B, the Olympic Oval, or C, the National Ice Center?
Oh my God. You're doing me dirty like that.
I figured you'd like the Herb Brooks part at first.
No.
And then you would be
so
like.
So dirty.
And then you're, and then I pull.
For context, that's the rink I, literally my high school rink is that rink.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's called Herb Brooks Rink when I skated there. It definitely wasn't called whatever he's called there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if you ever knew about it or not, so.
Screwing me, making me look terrible.
You didn't have to bring up that piece of trivia about yourself. And now that you said it, I'm not editing it out.
I mean, it's in the past episodes.
Well, you said that you trained there, but you didn't say specifically that one.
Yeah.
You said Lake Placid, but you didn't specifically say that
rink in Lake Placid.
Is it the only rink? Not everybody would know that. Not everybody would have known that.
Quick Google search.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everything's a quick Google search now.
Oh, Trevor. Oh, Trevor. He's hurting. Yeah, Trevor's hurting right now.
Yeah, that one is hurting.
All right.
I just kind of threw a dart.
And I was between your answers.
I was between A and C.
I'm just guessing. I have no
clue. He went with B.
I went with C.
He went with C. The answer.
I swear to God, if it's an A.
The Olympic Center Ice Rink, A.
I literally was.
So, the Olympic Oval is an actual rink out in Utah.
It's also literally like the oval that's right down. So literally where the high school is. Hmm. It's like high school rink where they did the speed skating is right there.
That's cool.
They call it the Olympic Oval there. I don't know if it's.
That's impressive.
Or the oval, yeah. So it's literally, when they did the Olympic speed skating, it was outdoors
yeah.
in 1932.
And then the National Ice Center, it's in Wisconsin, and that's where I believe a lot of the Olympic teams train currently.
I mean, when you went through the answers, I thought the oval was the only one that I thought I'd heard of before.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason I went
Again,
with it.
Again, it's a popular one.
No, it's really.
It's a popular one, but it's, that's not the...
And they called it
the Olympic Center Ice Rink was the original name of the Herb Brooks Arena.
Herb Brooks Arena.
That being said, we have come to the end of this category. It is time for the bonus question.
Bonus round.
What do we think this category is?
Oh, shh.
Now Trevor's like, oh, shoot. I wasn't thinking about that.
I was thinking like...
Currently, it is a one-point game. Trevor with 19, Dan with 18. This is riveting. This is very riveting.
Riveting.
Exactly.
Can you roll your R? Apparently that's genetic.
Yes, it is.
Is it? Yeah, oh, interesting.
I can't do it worth a shit.
Yeah. See? It's either like you can do it or you can't.
See, Alex can't.
If I do it, it sounds like I'm hacking up a lung.
See, Alex can't roll her R's and she can't whistle.
Can't whistle?
Can't whistle.
I can whistle.
Yeah.
I could also weird whistle. Like.
What do you mean?
Through my teeth, kind of.
Ooh.
I could do the whistling with your hands.
That's cool.
I can do that, too.
Yeah.
Can you do like this?
No. Like.
Oh, yeah.
I can do that. Yeah.
Yep, the bird calls.
I've tried showing that to my siblings. They can't do it.
Like, really? You can teach them that.
I've literally shown them to the point where I'm just like, I take their hands. I'm like, no, do this. Like
this. If you do it this way, it's easier to teach them.
Oh, it's like, so much easier.
Yeah,
because then you just blow on top of your knuckles.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like this. It's tough.
Every time I tell them, like, no, like you have to blow through like the top of your knuckles, they just look at me like I've got five
heads.
Like,
what do you mean? Blowing here.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
I know,
I was trying to show Alex that, and she's like blowing like.
Yeah, her hands aren't even aren't even together.
Yep.
They're like, what do you mean the air is supposed to?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Dan, show off your board.
Because these are very notable sports stadiums for various reasons. I said historic sports stadiums.
Historic sports stadiums. Trevor,
I just put stadiums.
You just put stadiums. So, what did I write down? I wrote down famous sports stadiums. So, I think it's fair to say they both get it.
I'll take that.
We'll take it.
So,
it's a close game.
It's a close game. Trevor, you have 21. Dan, you have 20.
What's 9 plus 10?
Oh, Trevor.
All right. Plus 9 plus 10.
That's the, see, like, you know how people say, like, oh, the brain rot, the brain rot's such a big thing now. Brain rot's always a thing.
It's always been a thing.
9 plus 10 was our brain rot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's literally, like, not those dumb memes like that, I always say, were like, that was our brain rot. They just didn't call it that until recently.
Until recently. Yeah. 21 like, so was like, the 6-7.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean,
like, it shouldn't have been funny. It shouldn't have been funny.
I mean, and let's not forget, like, the Hall of Famer, 69.
Yeah.
That one, though, is like, that one, the 69. That makes sense, though. That makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a classic.
21,
that
though,
forever live.
It's such a dumb.
Oh, well, then you had SpongeBob with
hey, Patrick.
What's funnier than 26?
No, it was 24.
24, really?
25.
That's funny. Yep. So we had that.
Yeah, we had some. Yeah, we had our own brain rot.
Ooh, this is tough. Who am I going to give the first spin to? I'm going to give it to Dan. He's down by 1 point.
All right,
you get the first spin. And this first free spin.
I was just. What's
the scores again?
Correct.
Trev, you have 21. Dan, you have 20.
Dang.
Oh, this has been a great game.
This has been a really great
game.
This
is the kind of games we like to see.
All right, let's try this. It sounds like it broke again.
I know. Something sounds. Gain 2 points.
Oh, no.
Dan is at 22.
22.
Oof. Trevor.
We all got.
See what happens.
Uh-oh. Oh,
does that look good? Oh, you got a block. That doesn't give you anything at this point.
That's tough.
So it is a 1 point game with Dan in the lead now.
Uh-oh.
Is anybody going to spin for more? Or give up a point for more spins.
What's the next thing?
The next thing is the final wager.
The final wager.
And I think it's only fair that I give it to you. The final wager is on the World Cup.
Oh.
I gotta say, I don't feel too confident about the World Cup category.
Uh-oh.
It matters what it's on about the World Cup.
Yeah.
There's a lot of World Cups.
There's a lot of things that we can go on with the World Cup. Dan. Are you going to sacrifice any points for any more spins?
You know what? I think I'm going to play it safe. I'll leave it up to the final question wager.
Okay. So he's going to stay at 22 as of right now. Trevor, you are at 21, 1 point behind him. Dan's already said he doesn't feel confident on World Cup Cup stuff.
Obviously, I'm spinning.
So you're going to spin.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to subtract a point. You're going to go down to 20.
Yeah.
All right. So Trevor's down to 20. Let's see if this makes a difference.
Is that orange? That is orange.
Steal 2 points.
Wow.
So that brings us back to where we were before.
This is why you gamble, kids.
You want to talk about a Hail
gamble,
Mary?
Don't gamble.
This is like you throw to the one receiver in the end zone. There's like all the defenders are around, and he still comes down.
Any of the kids that I coach don't just listen to what I said.
I'm holding my breath right now. My chest is tight. I don't know how this is going to end. I don't know how any of these are going to end. But this is oh my god!
Yeah.
I'm still blown away by that.
Yeah, so let me go again.
Are you serious?
No.
Dan, would you like to spin?
I mean, my happiness there lasted for a very short amount of time, so I'm not going to make myself sadder by spinning this wheel and risking it again.
All right.
So what am I at now? I'm at 22 and he's at 20?
That doesn't mean shit, because we're going to wage everything.
Yeah, I know. You probably are.
I'm going to wage everything. That's why I spun the wheel, because literally, if it doesn't matter if I'm ahead or behind. I have to get the last question right, because I'm going to put 22 points in, or how many points I ever had.
Trevor is a balls deep kind of guy.
Correct.
Amen.
That is indeed what we say in trivia.
Yes.
That is the trivia saying.
So with that being said, write down your wagers. Do not show anybody. Don't show, besides me, don't show the camera. Don't show each other. Again, Trevor, you have 22. Dan, you have 20. I see you have yours already.
I mean, it's kind of my only option.
What? You're lucky I'm not a good artist.
What is that?
It's deep.
You're not showing that. You're not showing that.
What do you mean? That's just a B and an E.
No, you're not showing
that's
that.
That's just a B and an E.
You're still not showing that. You're not showing that.
He's a talented artist, Connor.
You're lucky I'm not a talented artist. Because I didn't draw anything crazy. I just drew a B and an E, and it looked like...
Yeah.
What? Did you see what I drew?
A B and an E that looks like
again.
Something. No, you will not. All right. I think
I caught a glimpse. I said no just because I want you to do it again.
I think it's pretty clear to say that they're both all in on this question, so it really does come down to getting this right.
Put that on a t-shirt. It's just a beanie.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The final wager question. It's on the World Cup. How many times has the United States solely hosted the FIFA World Cup. This answer should include both men's and women's. I will tell you also now, it's the hint, it's only in single digits.
Solely hosted.
So, solely hosted.
So that would not count this past World Cup where it was divided between US, Canada.
Are you not
going to
say?
All I am going to say is this. How many times has the United States solely hosted the FIFA World Cup? The United States solely hosted the FIFA World Cup. This is, should include both men's and women's. Okay. Hint, it is single digits. So you have 0 to 9. Pick one.
Can we do my favorite thing to end it if we tie?
What's that?
Just play rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, no.
Rock, paper, scissors is a deeply psychological game.
Exactly. So literally, if we're tied in the end, say we both get this wrong, we just finish with rock, paper, scissors. Whoever wins, wins.
Let me see what everybody's answers are by the end.
Okay.
Let me see where everybody's answers are.
You could spin the wheel again.
Oh, that'd be tough.
First person to land on an orange wins. It's like roulette.
Dan, you are behind. Show off your board first.
All right. Because you said solely hosted, I wasn't thinking of this past World Cup, and I don't really know too much of the history of the World Cup, so I just went with a low number. I said twice. Two times.
I feel like we hosted for women's a lot. I don't know why.
Okay.
I was tossed up between two times or three times.
I was just like, let's just pick the middle. So I picked 5.
You picked 5. Let's see what the answer is. The United States has solely hosted the World Cup in 1994, FIFA's Men's World Cup, hosted across 9 American cities. It was hosted again in 1999, FIFA Women's World Cup, solely hosted in 8 venues across the U.S. It was also hosted in 2003 for the Women's World Cup, solely hosted across 6 U.S. cities, originally planned for China, but they had to move it back to the U.S. due to a SARS outbreak.
That's the one I remember.
And were there any others? No, there were not. There were only 3 solely hosted in the United States.
That's tough.
It's tossed up between 2 and 3.
That being said, neither one got it, bringing you both down to 0 points.
Love 0. Ah. See, now we're tied.
That being said...
How anticlimactic. That's the game, folks. We're European soccer.
Like soccer.
That's a
tie.
That's a draw.
With that being said... Let's do the rock, paper, scissors. Are you guys up for it?
Oh, I'm 100%.
Yeah, let's do
down.
It.
We'll do best 2 out of 3. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot.
You do says.
I do says. And funny enough, this is the exact way that the team won at Trivia Night at Juniors last week.
See? Told you. Told
yeah.
You. This is real, real stuff.
So.
This is real serious things.
So, guys.
You do says, too, but I don't know about that.
I do says. I do says.
Freaking weirdo.
All right, guys. So, no again, we're doing 2 out of 3.
No one
I will call
paper.
It.
No one goes paper.
We'll see. Rock, paper, set.
You don't even know what you're
damn
doing.
Connor.
I'm sorry. The pressure's getting to me. I'm not even like in
Look
this,
him.
But the pressure's
Look
on
him.
Me. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot.
Oh, we both did paper. I thought my mind games would work.
Yep. All right, here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot.
Oh.
Trevor has one up.
One nothing.
That's 2 out of 3. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot. It is 1-1. It is tied. We will see this. Oh,
oh boy.
I'm sweating. Okay. Here we go, guys.
I don't know what to go with.
This is for all the marbles.
Lizard.
Rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock. Here we go. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot. Here we go. One more time. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, says, shoot.
Oh, you got me.
And it goes to Dan.
You got me.
Okay, wow.
That was the most intense part of the show.
That was.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
I'm 0 for 3.
You are 0 for 3, but...
End of the lore, too. First win in this chair.
Yeah. First win in that chair. That
you
is
see,
true.
You jinxed it all. We literally mentioned it all.
And
jinxed it all away.
Yes,
before anything else, dude. Fantastic.
That was a great game. That was a great game.
I am... my heart's beating. Congratulations.
Damn.
Congratulations,
I lost.
It's all good. You put in a hard-fought game.
I lost.
Oh, my God. And you even, like...
Can I spin the wheel again? Get back in the game?
That being said, that concludes things for Walsh Whiteboards today. Dan is getting a $20 gift certificate to Juniors 2. Come out now to Juniors 2 Trivia Night every Thursday at 7 o'clock. We have a great time. For Walsh Whiteboards, as always, I'm Connor Walsh. I'm glad we get to spend some time. And that's a wrap on this week's episode.
Much love to our sponsors this week, MHA of Dutchess County, Foman Wash Car Wash, Juniors 2, the Kyle Robinson Memorial Foundation, Council on Addiction Prevention and Education of Dutchess County Incorporated, Dayrock, Feldman, Kleiman, Collins & Safe, LLP, Attorneys at Law, and Walsh Valuation. Last but not least, thank you to our Walsh Wednesday All-Stars, those who have generously contributed to the 2026 Walsh Wednesday Fund Drive. It's through your support that Walsh Wednesday can continue to bring quality programming. If you'd like to donate or learn more about becoming a sponsor, please email connor@cmjwentertainment.com. Thank you once again, and for Walsh Wednesday, I'm Connor, and I'm glad we get to spend some time.